from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Like, it's constant sort of action.
Yeah, it's training camp.
92.9 The Game's live Falcons training camp coverage continues from Flowery Branch.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Margaritaville.
It's the morning shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the life of Squid on the morning shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right, little W Sauce, little Bloody Mary mix, Key West style. Get over to WSauce.com. You can order your bottle of the Bloody Mary mix today, and you can get over to the Publix's, the Kroger's, the Ace Hardware's, and get your WSauce, Fireshire, whatever it is you want to use from the boys at Bears and Baron Burton's. Also, my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair. You got a big truck, small truck, medium-sized truck. Maybe you don't have a truck, but you want to get a truck and you want to get it checked out. Call Anthony at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, the official truck and trailer repair of Zeno. Look at it. Squid Nation.
We are the nation!
I deal with this every single morning, Zeno. You don't seem like a truck guy, though, Zeno. You seem like a Jeep guy.
This might be the part of the story I didn't like. You had your own t-shirts made?
Yeah, you could purchase one.
Somebody didn't make that for you?
Well, somebody made it for me, but that's mine, and I'm part of it. I designed it. You can, but
no.
I know, dude.
You don't even have to look at it.
You know, there was a long time ago. You know, I tried to get bumper stickers made for my show back in the day, Honk for Zeno, because people would honk every time they'd be on the air. I got denied, but
well,
apparently.
Maybe you should have paid for it, because that's what I did. Because this is out of pocket, brother.
I am
an entrepreneur. I can't spell it, but I can say it. Yeah. All right.
I can't talk anymore. Okay.
Well, this is my segment. I run things. I'll let you run your little gambling segment.
Why is it little?
Well, I mean,
my bankroll's big.
I deal with this every morning. I'm glad that he's coming at you today.
I mean, it's nice. So you have to deal with this Squid Nation thing.
It's like a mosquito bite on your ankle.
You just keep scratching it.
Just keep swatting it off.
Okay. All right.
You guys done?
So, I mean, is that like giving yourself your own nickname, creating your own T-shirts?
No, it's not.
I'm T-Bone. Can I be T-Bone?
I didn't create the nickname. I just
created the T-shirt.
I just ran with it. Well, I'm sorry. This is America. You're supposed to capitalize.
Greatest country on the planet.
That's right.
Okay.
So that's what
I'm doing. Go ahead, Pernor.
As if the Olympics didn't remind us of that when we just boat raced everyone with medals.
Go ahead, Pernor.
All right. Jeff Francoeur was on Tim Kirkchen's podcast.
Sorry. I'm just laughing at Mike.
Gordon, why don't you kill his mic for a minute? All right, he was on.
I'm still going to laugh.
Like I said, Gordon, cut his mic. Francoeur was on Tim Kirkchen's podcast, and he was talking about, you know, some stories of Bobby Cox. And he tells about a story that happened in spring training, literally would have been his first full season. Remember, he came in the summer of when the year he came in, and then that would be his first spring training where it was his first full season. And he talked about it. He had a unique opportunity but he was going to have to miss a game. And Bobby Cox made him a deal.
You know, Bobby, during spring training, loved us to play golf, loved this. We were playing the Yankees at 1 o'clock on a day game. And I was 22 years old. I had been playing for 3 months as a starter. I was not going to go up to Bobby and be like, hey, I need the day off, right? Like, but he comes out to stretch and goes, Smoltzy said you had a chance to play with Tiger today. There was a 150 tee time. And I'm like, Bobby, I'm fine. Like, I'm playing today. He goes, no, I'll make you a deal. He said, after your first at bat today, run through first base and kind of rub your ankle a little bit like you hurt your ankle. And he's like, in 2 days, we're going to Bradenton. And you know, Tim, you have to have whatever three starters make a road trip.
Sure.
And he's like, I hate Bradenton's infield. I don't want to get any of the guys hurt. So if you go to Bradenton, I'll let you go play with Tiger today.
So Bobby Cox is trying to leverage an opportunity that Frank Gore had to give him what he wants, take care of his guy, but also protect other guys. So Frank Gore talked about exactly how their plan, that the deal they made played out.
So sure enough, man, we're playing the Yankees, 12, 13,000 people in Orlando. I ground out the first about. I run through first. I start, you know, rubbing my ankle. And, you know, Bobby, he waddles out there with his cleats and he checks on me. I run inside. I literally throw my golf clothes on. I didn't shower. I get to the golf course and they're on the first fairway. So I hit my tee shot. We end up playing 27 holes. And about 4:30, my wife sends me a little thing that there was an update that said Frank Gore day to day with a high ankle sprain.
It's just unbelievable.
It's so epic.
Unbelievable.
Dude.
And that's what you've always heard about some stories from Bobby Cox with spring training. But the fact that the best part about the story is when he says Bobby waddles out there. Because I can see Bobby Cox, you know, going out like he's all concerned and then putting his hands on his hip and then pointing. And I think it was Jeff Porter was a trainer back then. And he's like pointing down. I mean, just unbelievably phenomenal story. And you know, you kind of see some of that. That's the things that you see a little bit from Snit. Like, I could see Snit doing that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, listen, I'm not even close to being remotely similar to that, but there was a situation where we were in OTAs one year, and I think it was LeBron was playing against maybe they were the Bobcats at the time, but it was up in Charlotte in a playoff game, and we were kind of going through OTAs or you know, some kind of off-season activity that was not mandatory, but I was not in a position to where I was going to skip that, right? And I had a friend of mine that worked in hospitality over in Charlotte in the arena. Like, hey, we'll hook y'all up with a suite if y'all want to come. So, of course, I got a number of basketball fans. Sam Baker was a massive basketball fan. A couple of other guys on the O-line loved going. They're like, hey, can your friend hook up that suite? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I'll get hooked up. Well, a day goes by, and they look at me, and they go, you're not coming? You're not coming with us? It's your friend that's going to hook the suite. You're not coming? I said, dude, there's no way that I can miss OTAs. Smitty would be beside himself if I was like, hey, Smitty, I know we got practice today, but I'm headed up to Charlotte for the playoff game. So I couldn't endure that opportunity. But I love the fact that Bobby Cox is so on board with this, especially during spring training. It's awesome to kind of hear those stories.
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to have a cool boss. That makes life easy.
The whole story reminds me of, I don't know if you guys remember this. This happened when Nick Saban was in Miami. He had the opportunity to miss a meeting with the Miami Dolphins on like day two of training camp and go play golf or maybe go to dinner or one or the other with President Bush at the time. And he was like, nah, man. He was like, no thanks. It was going to be Bush, Marino, and one of the other members of the 72 team. And Saban's like, nah, man, can't make it. There's no way I'm going to that. He's like, thanks, President. You know, and everybody's like, you know, is this politically related and all this other stuff? And Saban, of course, is like, has nothing to do with it. I'm just not missing a meeting. I'm not missing a meeting during training camp. There's no way. I was like, after I heard this story, I was like, that's such a Nick Saban thing.
I just wonder if, I know Smoltzy probably was in on this, but who else in that locker room knew? Now, Chipper Jones, maybe, because Chipper was on those teams, and he's a veteran.
Too.
But, I mean, how many people were in on that story before? Heard
that
story.
What year would that have been?
It would have been, I think it's 05.
Okay.
I think it's, you know, let's see, Frank Gore maybe is a year or two younger than me, so it was 05 or 06.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Okay.
But it's interesting because how many people would have really, how many other teammates would have been upset? By the way, he made his debut in 05.
So yeah, it'd been 06. It was 06 then.
But nonetheless, how many of your teammates would be mad at that point, Tiger, given who he was at the apex of it? Like, if you got a chance to go play a round of golf with Tiger, like, in the middle of training, like, are teammates upset with you
yeah,
for that?
Yeah, that's when Tiger's Tiger, too.
Right. Like, that's is anybody Tiger genuinely upset? Woods. Anybody would have – the most rational people would have been like, dude, if I had a chance to go, I would go,
I was
going to
say, I think the only upset people you have is people that are upset that a 22-year-old rookie got the invite
right.
to go play with Tiger that's Woods.
What, how like, the hell did he get that
you're
invite?
An 8-year vet, you're like – Well, why you know, Jeff Francoeur gets the invite?
And there's the Tiger Woods Braves hat picture out there and everything, and you know I think he did like some kind of thing with the Braves at one point in spring training one year. I know Smoltz has played with Tiger quite a few times, so Smoltz might have helped facilitate that as far as just setting up that Francoeur even had the opportunity. But could you imagine being 22 years old? You just really made it, and you're playing 27 holes with the greatest ever. Yep.
And this is what's so awesome about the story. Golf is such a unique sport that there is – I can't think of another sport where you would have the opportunity to play in their element with one of the greatest athletes of all time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can have, like, a three-point contest with MJ, but you're not playing basketball. Right, I can get on a racetrack and go race against Terry Labonte or whoever you know want to talk about. But I'm not going as fast as him.
Well,
right?
Well, no, I mean, it's just, you're absolutely right. And think about it, you're not going to beat MJ in 101.
Right.
But you might have one hole that you birdie.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about Francoeur.
Birdie and he pars.
Yeah, and you're like.
That's what I'm saying.
Like
golf
is
so unique.
Like,
there's no other situation in sports I can think of where that would happen.
I mean, unless you're also doing, you can just run someone into the wall.
Well,
you could run Terry Labonte in the wall. I mean, you could run him over. But
Zeno, are you gambling on NASCAR these days?
I have no idea what the hell you guys are talking about.
Well, yeah, you know what? I guess I can't call you a degenerate gambler anymore. You're just
– Oh, man.
I mean, you guys are driving a car around a circle. What the hell are you doing here?
Yeah. Well, seeing who can go fast.
Well, it's, I know. Going, I like it's not like fast. You're just like – You know, it's not 285 drive. Well, I guess
I remember one day
too.
You guys sent out that stupid cartoon thing of who was writing the eight car to three car. I'm like, you're both rednecks. Who cares?
You're just a hater, man.
Look, that was the Mark Zeno portion of the day's show.
Hey, when we come back here on the morning shift, we'll visit with our buddy Eric Edholm from NFL.com. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It's the morning shift live from Flowery Branch. Stick with us on the other side. Sports Radio 910.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.